midget car. International feature boxing night. Full house here at Western Springs. Let's go live for 25. Buckley and Bell. Here we go. We're racing. We're away. We're away. Bell to the outside. Well, this is going to be grandstand stuff. Let's see how it all unfolds. The top three start to check out. Oh, this is a big show here tonight. Bell, your race leader. In second place, Buckley. Second place is now Abreu.
Rico.
Rico up to second. So Christopher Bell, Rico Abreu. Then we go back to Darren Aiken. Oh, running in third. America, one, two, and three, and four. Abreu with a slider. Abreu slides up on
Bell. Oh, wow.
Oh, beautiful side up front.
Little pocket rocket. Rico hits the front.
No, he's dropped back in position. I thought he got there. He was just throwing everything in the early stages now. Bell bounces off the concrete. Abreu's trying to go with him. This is interesting. Two Keith Coons Motorsport team going head-to-head. The Americans are checking out of it. America, one, two, and three.
And four.
And four. And almost five. Oh, this is a brilliant stuff here tonight. Your race leader is Christopher Bell. Rico Abreu in second. Then we go back to Darren Aiken, the Hawk in third. Brian Clawson in fourth. Michael Pickens in fifth. Scott Buckley in sixth. Oh, Hagen with a massive wheel stand. Hagen with a massive wheel stand.
Clawson's now taking over.
Here goes Abreu. Abreu goes low. Abreu checks up. Abreu in the front. Bell rides on them. Abreu's got there. Oh, they come together. Rico goes low side.
Now the little fellas are leading.
Rico Abreu is your race leader. And the Dalton's Way USA. Dalton's Way USA out in front.
Just happened to be the Aaron Drever's car that's leading at the moment.
He's driving superbly.
He's only 4 foot four.
Abreu is leading it. Bell in second. Clawson now trying to put a ton of pressure on the third. Rico Abreu is your race leader with 18 laps to go.
Best of the Kiwis, Michael Pickens, who's fifth.
Quick time at the moment, 15.328 by Rico Abreu. Fast and furious at the moment. Abreu starting to pull away from Bell. The track. Does she have a perler?
So at this stage we've got Rico leading, Christopher Bell second, Darren Hagen third, Brian Clawson fourth, best of the Kiwis, Michael Pickens fifth, Chris McCutcheon sixth, Scott Buckley seventh.
Abreu driving superbly. We're going to post lap traffic soon. 16 laps to go. So Bell hits the fence. He bounces off the fence and keeps going. Rico Abreu out in front. The pocket rocket from Riverside, California.
And he wasn't in the test team. He's driving as an individual and he's leading the big one.
Oh, this is fantastic stuff by Rico. He's driving superbly. In second place is Bell, in third place is Hagen. Where are the Kiwis? It's McCutcheon. McCutcheon comes through.
Pickens as well.
Lap traffic. Oh, Christopher Bell in the fence. Abreu's just riding the cushion. This is exciting times here. 14 laps to go.
McCutcheon. Abreu. McCutcheon now, the best of the Kiwis in fifth. Pickett sixth, Buckley seventh.
Lap traffic coming up for Rico. He's driving superbly, Dobbo.
And we're halfway there, halfway there.
Halfway home in this one. The international feature of boxing night here. Rico Abreu for Christopher Bell, for Darren Hagen. Then we go back to 39 Clawson. Number 96 of McCutcheon. Lap traffic is going to be interesting because it's going to really see what's going to happen with the lap cars. Some of these drivers haven't approached lap traffic all night. Oh, we've got a yellow. Noise. We've got a noise issue. The car that's been told is noisy.
I think from where we are, we can nearly see the blackboard. I think it's 71 USA, Christopher Bell.
So is the noise for 71 USA? I'm trying to get it. They're not saying anything. They're having a conversation.
So just remember, 95 decibels is the threshold.
12 laps to go. Rico Abreu from Christopher Bell, from Darren Hagen.
And if you get warned a couple of times about the noise,
surely
they're not going to pull someone. Surely not.
If they pull, surely they're not going to put a yellow and not pull anyone off.
So these drivers get warned. They've got to keep the noise below 95 decibels.
Graham Standring, your thoughts on this one thus far?
Yeah, I think it'd be a sin if it, they pull anybody off, because, I mean, it's just, the racing's really good. So the guys won't know what's going on. They'll have done a lap, a immediately after the yellow thinking there was something on the track. They're obviously gritting up. Hard to believe if they let them go.
But why would they put a yellow on in the first place?
Exactly, I don't know.
Well, they're okay.
They've rubbed it off the blackboard. It looks like they're going to go green on the next lap.
Well, I tell you what, this...
Okay, so just while you ponder what's happening, so we've got Rico Abreu, Christopher Bell, Darren Hagan, Brian Clawson. They're the top four. Chris McCutcheon, the number five posse. Then Michael Pickens is sixth. Jerry Coons Jr. seventh. Scotty Buckley's in the top eight. The best of the Australians, Matt Jackson, is ninth. Brad Mosen makes up the top ten.
Lights are out.
No, they're not.
Sorry, lights are on.
No one's home with Graham. How's the atmosphere in the
someone's
box?
Someone's got a blind.
How's the atmosphere in the box, Derbs?
A little bit awkward. The guys have got in their right rear tyres. They've got what's called a bleed-off valve. And so when the tyre pressure comes up, they set preset. Oh, we're going to go green. So I'll tell you about it on the next yellow. But
thumbs up
tyre
now.
Tyre pressures will be down a bit. So
well,
it'll be
let's see
to
what
see
happens.
What Bell does with Abreu here.
Abreu, Bell, the 91A of Hagan, the 39 of Clawson. Here we go. We're racing. Oh, Bell got the start. Bell then jumps down low on Abreu. Hagan moves to the top shelf. Bell drifts out wide. Abreu's got the lead back. Rico Abreu back in the front. So Abreu is your race leader. Bell is back to second. Hagan now up to third. Hagan now putting a ton of pressure on, and Abreu resumes battle stations up front with 11 to go. So Rico Abreu, here comes Darren Hagan. Hagan now comes through, but Rico Abreu, he's out in front in second place at the battle station.
McCutcheon's into the top four.
McCutcheon down to third. McCutcheon putting a ton of pressure on. Esslinger, 1-2. Oh, Hagan. Hagan with a slider. Hagan's with a mass slider.
Here comes Rico.
Rico back underneath
them. Back in front.
Rico forces Hagan's hand. Abreu out in front. Oh, champagne action here tonight. A boxing night feature with 10 to go. Now Hagan's gone wide. Abreu's now low. Hagan's trying to get the drive off 2-2. Abreu out in front. The Dalton's 1 USA car. Here goes Hagan. Hagan the hawk. He's trying to get through. Abreu just says to him, you can live with me if you want. Drag race down the line. Abreu now goes low side. He forces Hagan with him. Hagan now going to move out wide. He's trying to fight drive. Bell's throwing everything he can, including the kitchen sink. Oh, Bell! Oh!
Wow, Abreu!
I was just
Abreu
about to
Bell.
Say,
cars
Abreu's
are just
trouble.
Spilling everywhere. We've lost the 98 if Gwilym has gone right side up. Wow.
8 laps to go.
Well, Gwilym's in big trouble here. Abreu, Rico got a piece of that as well.
Well, I don't know quite what the steward's decision will be. They're asking for the replays next door. So the replay's coming, that we've been told. This is high drama. Hagan and Abreu came together. Clawson down to the car, he's spewing.
The Americans taking out each other.
Hagan's out of the car. Abreu's going off.
Here's the replay. Big screen.
Well, what happened there?
Hagan and Abreu touched. So the Americans can only really blame themselves on this one.
Here it is now. Oh yes, he ran over the front of the Abreu car. Now what's going on here? Now there seems to be some issues down here with the car of Abreu. Abreu is coming back onto the track.
He's coming back on the track.
Wow,
the
number one
told
USA.
Him he's done, but he's not done at all. He's going to come back out on the track. So that's
so. The American Abreu's coming back. Who's the prime cause?
So Abreu has been deemed as the one that caused the accident.
No, he hasn't. No, hang on.
How did that happen? How did he cause that?
No, Dobbo, get it.
Well, I was just getting the word from next door, so we'll just wait for clarification. Hang on a minute, Derbs, hang on. We're only being told.
Have a look at the screen. You'll see who was in the front, right, wrong there.
No, back to the front unless they tell you to fuck off. So just go back to the front.
So Bruce's been told to go back to the front.
Andrew's giving him the lesson now. Here, tell him back to the front. So there's high drama in the broadcast team down here. It's
well,
not... Hey, Bruce Schabierk in the front, folks. That's my version. What
Sorry
do you think,
about
Western
the
Sprint?
What do you think, people? Should Abreu go in the front? Yes.
Well, there you go, the jury.
We've got our own jury here tonight.
Well, I tell you what, on the replay, let's think they're going to throw it again for them. Mike Matheson's furiously getting replays for next door. So...
Well, I'm with you. I don't think Abreu's fault at all.
Well, I don't think
Hang on. You changed your tune halfway through.
No, Derps. We're just hearing from the next door.
Don't listen to the big screen.
It's coming on the big screen now.
Don't listen to the officials.
Here it is on the big screen. Abreu's your lead car. Hagen tries to come through. Hagen, Abreu's still your lead car. Hagen just drives over the top of them. So what's going on? Surely that can't be. Oh, well. I have to be bipartisan, I'm sorry.
Right decision's been made.
Well...
What a shame.
I tell you what, who'd be a car
I know,
owner?
It's a tough one. I gave him my advice.
Okay, Derbs, you owe me an apology. I was only reporting what I heard next door, and they said Abreu was at fault, whether you agree or not.
Don't broadcast until you know the facts.
Well, the fact is, at the moment, Abreu is not at the front. Rico is not at the front.
Here they come. Here it is on the big screen.
Well, here
that's
comes the blackboard
through,
now, so what's the blackboard
two?
Say?
Hagen and Abreu touch. Who's at fault?
Well, I think
it's a racing incident and they should let
Abreu
go back to the front. No one was really at fault. There was nothing deliberate about anything.
Why are you getting heated? It's only for $46,000.
Well, that's on January the 4th.
Oh, sorry.
Never mind you, the crowd have had a witness a great midget feature tonight.
I think Rico's already run the race.
I'd like to know why the first yellow light came on and no one got pulled off. That's what I'd like to know. High drama in the Boxing Night feature.
So the upshot of this is Hagen Abreu touched. Hagen stays at the front and Rico Abreu into the back. Agree or disagree? That's what they've decided.
Well, we've got 8 laps to go. Let's see what can be unfolded in that one. Here we go.
Can the little 4'4" pocket rocket come from the back?
Well, we'll soon find out, won't we? Here we go. 8 laps to go here at WX. Oh, we're going to come around.
Another pile up.
Rico's involved in that also.
Unbelievable.
I suppose Rico caused that too, did he?
Well, Mosen's upside. Rico's getting out of the car. I think he's had enough. So Mosen's upside down. Maskevich is in there. Alex there as well. I tell you what. Let's have a look at this one on the big screen. Got your money's worth tonight.
It doesn't matter what you see on the big screen, the decision's made the opposite way.
Oh, Derbs, I'm glad you said it. I'm telling you.
Hey, Derbs, you might need security after this.
I'm glad you're reading your text messages, Derbs. Well done. That's good stuff. So, there we go. A few drivers will be dusted, busted, and slightly disgusted. Graham Standring.
Yeah, I'm nearly over here with Rico. I mean, everybody, put your hands together. He's done a hell of a job in this. Midget Cafe, I'll get him to turn around and acknowledge it. They're all wave. Yeah, they think you're a superstar, Rico. I didn't see the first incident the way that the official saw it, unfortunately, and you just got tangled up in that one. Don't know what to say, really, but well done.
Yeah, had a good car. I just seen Darren at the last minute. I know it's hard racing, but, driver error is... He had the right of way. I just didn't see him till the last second. So
wow.
It is what it is, but we'll come back on the Saturday and be just as good.
Okay, and thanks a lot. And you've certainly got about 15,000 fans here. Give them a wave.
15,001.
You better sell some T-shirts, Rico.
Little Rico.
I tell you what, something might be a little different next week. Let's let the officials do the commentating and we'll sit in their box.
Folks, if you haven't worked it out, Rico Abreu's car is owned by Aaron Driver. So that's why he's a little dumbfounded in the commentary box at the moment. But unbelievable driving tonight by Rico. And whether you agree or disagree, he was taken out by his own teammate. So the Americans can only argue it amongst themselves.
And they all sleep in the same hotel?
Yeah, well, they won't be in the same room tonight, will they?
No, I can tell you that
And
much.
They certainly won't be in the same bed.
Oh, travesty for Abreu, but never mind. Bell's out in front.
Now, he's the teenager, isn't he?
He's the teenage sensation. the one that they almost saw on the blackboard but got wiped off.
Exactly. He's not only a teenage sensation. He's, remember, at 17 or 18 years of age, he's the USAC national champion. USAC run for the full season something. He has done himself 102 race meetings so far this season.
That's incredible.
So, hey, that's fantastic. Well, that, imagine that every 3 days or so he's been racing. So,
what about Jackson from Australia? He's in the top eight. He's doing superbly. So you've got an Aussie that could get up there as well. But Christopher Bell, young gun Bell.
Now, what it means for the Kiwis right now is Chris McCutcheon's now in the second posse. So yeah, we've got a New Zealander breaking
so
up the Americans.
He's Pickens very in third. Good so far.
Pickens third. So suddenly it's opened the door for the Kiwis.
That's for all the Americans are on the infield. You're going to enjoy watching this on next Tuesday night on Sky Sport.
Jerry Coons Jr., the three Wendy's car now. The American captain is in contention. Scotty Buckley's back in contention.
So is the Australian.
Well, it's a completely different race now.
Oh, you're not backing me on that one. Well, folks, it's been a great night of action. We've got 8 laps to go.
Now, Abreu admitted, Rico said it was his mistake. Do you think he meant it, or was he being diplomatic?
Well, I think he's being diplomatic.
You think he was being diplomatic? Okay.
Me and Graham and Derbs and 15,000 people saw it otherwise.
No, I agree. He was being diplomatic.
Rightio, so here we go. That'll be all on the 28th. Lights are out. Bell, what's Jerry doing? He's come from the clouds.
Jerry,
here we go. So, Christopher Bell now. Surely. We'll lead home the Americans. Oh, McCutcheon down low. McCutcheon on the low side. Here comes Pickett. Bell though out in front. Christopher Bell maybe doing what Young Money tried to do. Bell out in front. The 26 of McCutcheon. The 3 USA of Jerry Coons. They're all in there with all there or thereabouts. Pickett's in there as well. Then we go back to Matt Jackson from Australia. Oh, Bell. He's driving himself superbly. McCutcheon's just holding on. Coons now down low. Jerry Coons now.
USA 1-2, New Zealand 3-4.
Here comes the Australian Jackson. I can't believe Jerry Coons is now up there as well. Oh, McCutcheon's gone wide. Here comes the Aussie. The Aussie's got to be in third. McCutcheon's made a meal of it.
Here comes Pickens and McCutcheon, third and fourth.
Jackson now in there as well. But with 5 to go, it's Christopher Bell. Jerry Coons in second. Chris McCutcheon running third. Pickens running in fourth. Jackson running in fifth. Bell driving superbly. Christopher Bell. He still hasn't got quick time. It's still held by Rico Abreu with a 15.328. Coons is closing the gap. Bell, he can't afford to make an error. 4 to go. Make that 3 laps here at WXC Speedway. 3 to go.
USA 1-2, New Zealand 3-4, Australia 5.
High drama in this one.
Yeah, Bell's putting it right on the wall here. He's actually going out over the cushion, so he's in, like, desperate situation.
He can't afford an error again, Christopher Bell. Jerry Coons.
How's the kid Jackson going, though?
Jackson. He's pissed. Oh, Bell in the fence. Bell in the fence. Well, he's done it again. White flag, one to go. Jerry Coons goes low side. Jerry Coons challenging for the lead. White flag, one to go.
USA 1-2, New Zealand 3, Australia 4.
Oh, Jerry Coons getting for the ribbon of it. Bell in the fence. Jerry Coons with a slide job. Fast dash, crash, what's going on? Coons for the line. Bell, Coons, Coons, Coons got there. No, Bell got there on the line. Coons in second, and McCutcheon in third. Jackson in fourth. Michael Pickens in fifth. And Christopher Bell will win the Boxing Night feature here at WXC Speedway. In second, Jerry Coons Jr. And in third, the 96 of Chris McCutcheon.